Melody Robinette is a speculative fiction author. Her first published book is a romantasy called These Vile Hearts. In this story, we meet Maddox Sinclair, a young woman who has run out of options. No job means no health insurance, a death sentence for a type 1 diabetic like herself. She flees to the forest to make a desperate deal with the tree spirits, or dryads, specifically the Myrtle Queen, who promises, if Maddox kills the Redwood King, she will be cured of the illness that threatens her life. But Maddox mistakes Prince Castor for the king. Castor, we learn, has a serious condition himself. He is cursed. Anyone who loves him is doomed to die. Yet, sparks fly between the two in this captivating novel. In our What We're Reading interview, we'll hear how Melody drew from her own health issues for this story, her love of Dungeons and Dragons and romance, and how her imagination ran wild from an early age.
So growing up, my mom used to read all of these piles and piles of books to me every night. Actually, I think I demanded that. And my imagination, after having done that nightly for the first several years of my life, my imagination was absolutely wild. Like, I was perfectly content just being in my room with my toys, and I would have these elaborate scenarios built up with like intricate, you know, character backgrounds with relationships and all of this stuff. So I think it was just naturally in me to tell stories.
These Vile Hearts is a romantasy. It's a romantic fantasy, but it has this very real world element. Your main character, Maddox, has type 1 diabetes. It drives the plot, and nearly every decision she makes in the story, she seeks out the Dryad Queen to make a deal with her to be cured. And, you know, dealing with type 1 diabetes, I've learned, is actually something you are very familiar with. You drew on your own experience with this condition. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I hadn't planned to put my condition in a book. I was just sort of fiddling around with book ideas at the time. I thought, you know, I wanted to write a fae novel. I wanted it to be set in the Redwoods because I just love that aspect of, you know, the scenery, the giant trees. I visited there a while back and it was just gorgeous. And I knew I wanted there to be a fae prince of sorts, a king something who made a deal. And I knew I wanted there to be a mortal that had some big problem in her life that she would make a deal with the dryad as well. And then there would be like, they would be kind of against each other. And, you know, one can't have their pact and the other also have their pact. Like, there has to be one or the other. But I didn't really know what to do with her at the time. So I just kind of left that on the back burner. And my insurance changed. I was with a school district at the time and they switched providers. What I was paying before was a couple hundred dollars for my supplies. And then the way they coded things with this new insurance, it was going to cost me $2,500 to get the same exact supplies that I'd had every month. And I was absolutely furious. and I happened to have, like, when I found that out, I happened to have my Pinterest board up of my book that I was working on and all this stuff. And I was like, okay, that's why she would make a deal with a dryad, because I'm furious. I could see why she would be furious. And I needed it to be something that was like dire enough that you wouldn't mind maybe killing a fae king in order to get something. Because like, I probably wouldn't kill a fae king maybe, but I would probably consider it if I was in the state that she was in. She didn't have the support, and I'm lucky enough, privileged enough to have insurance. But there are diabetics out there who are not as privileged, who have to ration their insulin in order to make it to the next month or the next time they get paid. And Maddox is in that sort of situation. She lost her job, she lost her insurance. In the state of Oregon, if you're a foster kid like she was, you lose your insurance at 26. So she turns 26. So she's like, what am I going to do? And so, to me, as someone who lives with this disease, I know how you could get to that place where you're like, I have to do something. I'm going to die if I don't find a way to afford my supplies, my insurance, or my insulin. So I did want that, like, that anger, that frustration, that panic to be present in the book because I feel like it shouldn't be that way. It shouldn't be that people who live with this disease are so afraid of being able to afford something that literally keeps them alive. So I did want there to be like the experience of the symptoms. Like, it is difficult to deal with high and low blood sugars. It is difficult to kind of have that on your mind all the time. But there's a different level whenever you can't afford the thing that is keeping you alive.
This is What We're Reading. We're talking with Melody Robinette. She's the author of These Vile Hearts.
This is very much Maddox's story, but you give us this dual point of view between her and Prince Castor, who is a dryad brother to the Redwood King. Castor himself is inflicted with a condition, or rather a curse. Anyone who loves him is doomed. What inspired this particular condition?
I wanted the thing that the prince had to sort of be a foil to what Maddox was doing. Like, her goal was to kill him. And so his goal is to get her to love him. I kind of thought of the movie How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, where he's like trying to get her to fall in love with him. She's trying to get him to break up with her. Like, how do I do all these wild things and he breaks up with me? So I really like that dual, like opposite pact situation. And it's like, why is he being so nice to me? I'm literally trying to murder him. So she's like so confused. So I just wanted it to be a foil, I think. But as I learned like more about him, it made perfect sense. If he's someone who people kind of are afraid of in his kingdom, like, they know about this curse, so they're like, don't get too close to him, like you'll die. So he kind of keeps everyone at a distance and he doesn't have like that closeness, and Maddox can sometimes feel that way too, so they do have that in common and kind of see that in each other, like not having a feeling of belonging. So yeah, I wanted to play with like the dual packs like that.
And I think this sets us up for a really good enemies to lovers trope here, a good enemies to lovers theme. We have these two characters who are drawn to each other, as we just talked about initially, because they both need something very specific from each other. Yet they can't help it. Sparks fly. Can you talk about this enemies to lovers element in These Vile Hearts?
Yes, I knew I needed to have an enemies to lovers plot because it's my favorite. I think there's so much delicious tension in there because they are starting to develop these feelings as they are going along. Like, she wants to kill him. He knows that she's going to die if she falls in love with him. And they're both doing these things anyway. And they don't want to care about each other. They don't want to develop feelings because that will be problematic and not feel good, but they can't help it as they're going forward. They're noticing these things that they have in common. They're like getting to know each person as an individual, like deep down. They're sharing these like vulnerable parts of themselves because he's like, how can I get her to love me if I don't share this information about myself? And she's like, I need to get him to trust me, so I'm going to share this vulnerable information with him about me because he's going to die anyway. And then, like, slowly things start to shift, and I wanted it to feel like that.
So I read that you enjoy playing Dungeons and Dragons, the role-playing game, and binge watching Love Island. These seem to be things that complement your world building and characters in your book. We've got dryads in a redwood forest. We've got sprites, sirens, plus this complicated relationship and dramatic love. Can you talk about how these things that you enjoy inform your work?
Yeah, I am obsessed with Dungeons and Dragons. It is so fun to immerse yourself in not only a world, but like a character. You become that character whenever you're role playing. And I've always liked to go for the tragic backstory. So usually I'm playing like a caster type character where it's like I am this dark, disgusting thing and no one wants to be near me because I have this curse. But inside I'm very soft and loving and I just want love. Like that's my kind of character I like to play. And the world building, it goes hand in hand. Like it informs your characters how they develop. So I guess I would say the Dungeons and Dragons aspect is more like the world building, the magic, that feeling. And then Love Island, I have to defend Love Island all the time because people are like, what? That is such a trashy show. Like, what do you mean you watch that? Like, they're very high, on their high horse about it. And I'm like, okay, but if you enjoy watching people, or if you enjoy sociology, like people interacting, Love Island is such a great show for that because they're literally being filmed 24/7, all day long, every day of the week. And you see these people develop, you see these really small interactions. And actually, my favorite part of Love Island is like the friendships that develop and like the closeness that happens. They have whole arcs as well, like romantic arcs in these shows. So yeah, I would say both of those loves definitely informs my storytelling. I'm just a sucker for romance. But also, like people in general. I think it's a great way to study human behavior.
Melody Robinette is the author of These Vile Hearts. It's What We're Reading. I'm Tammy Bobrowski.